Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is a special edition of Trot Radio, Racing at the Crossroads. I'm Norm Borg, and all of us are trying to deal with the recent Drummond Report recommending the end of the slots at Racetracks Partnership. Needless to say, this could affect all of us in a very big way, a very bad way. Thousands of jobs lost, billions taken out of the economy. Our two guests today see the firsthand effects of unemployment and economic downturn. They are the mayors of Milton and Fort Erie, and both stand to lose a lot with the Drummond Report if its recommendations vis-a-vis slots at racetracks are acted upon by Finance Minister Dwight Duncan, and Premier Dalton McKenty. Please join us in welcoming from Fort Erie, His Worship, Mayor Douglas Martin. Welcome, Your Worship.
Thanks for having me. Nice to be here.
And his counterpart from the town of Milton, His Worship, Mayor Gordon Krantz. Gordon?
Thank you very much, Norm. Looking forward to the interview and the discussion.
Well, I think it's important for us to have this discussion. Perhaps we should have had this a long time ago in our industry as a way of perhaps heading off incidents like this at the pass. But let's start from the beginning, and I'll ask Mayor Krantz first. Have you expressed your discontent with the finance minister or premier in any way, shape, or form to this point?
Not certainly, Norm, on a one-on-one, but I've done several interviews, both television and radio. And certainly, if they've not got the message from me, then they're, really living under a rock. So I've made my views certainly well known as to the potential, and I really underline the potential negative effect it would have on a municipality such as Milton. And, of course, we're host to the OLG and the Mohawk racetrack here in the town of Milton.
Mayor Martin, what's your take? Have you had a chance to voice your opinion on this or your displeasure?
Well, we haven't had a chance to talk directly with the minister, but we certainly expressed our views publicly as well. Our member of Parliament, Kim Crater, who is the deputy minister, the parliamentary assistant to the Minister of Tourism, is on board with us in the fact that he will not be supporting any sort of closure of the track in Fort Erie, and wasn't happy with the announcement as well. And myself, I was a little put off at actually the way that the announcement came about. That the minister didn't choose to do it at a public forum dealing with those that are most affected, but chose to do it at a downtown luncheon in Toronto where he stripped it out before the Drummond Report even came out. So obviously, this was a preemptive strike, I think, on their behalf to try to come out with a full frontal attack, basically saying that they're subsidizing racing rather than being an investment in Ontario. When it's good for the province and it's an investment, when they want to dump something, it suddenly becomes, a subsidy.
Yeah, and that's very interesting that you should say that. I want to get to that in a moment. I know that Fort Erie was on the verge of closing 3 years ago. The consortium there, along with the Horsemen's Benevolent and Protective Association, pulled it together. The track is under new management, and it's been doing okay. How much of a setback would this be for Fort Erie? Would it mean the closure of the track ultimately?
I would think so. I think, and with the closure of the racetrack, the agreement we understand that would close the slot. So that would have created a real hole in our economy for the town of Fort Erie, because we've got a couple thousand people that are directly related to the operation of the racetrack here in Fort Erie.
What about yourself, Mayor Krantz? Obviously, a lot of people are employed over at Mohawk and OLG slots there, but the racetrack in particular, how many people do you think would be lost in the economy if this were to happen?
Well, I don't know the exact numbers, but there would be a number of people that definitely would be affected. But Norm, if I could maybe just back up, probably 12 or 15 years ago, the horse racing industry in this part of the province was definitely in trouble. Mm-hmm. And if it hadn't been for the racetracks and the mayors at that time getting our collective heads together to save that industry, a lot of it would have been gone by now. So that really was a savior. So I'd hate to see the same thing happening here again. Not only just the horse racing industry itself, you cannot or should not forget about the agricultural component of that, regardless whether it's a blacksmith or some cash crop farmer that's providing hay and grain to the industry. It's huge. It's a multi-million dollar industry here in Halton.
Do you consider the partnership between slots and racetracks to be, as Dwight Duncan put it, a subsidy?
No, I don't. It's not subsidized whatsoever. If there's any subsidy coming out of it, it's because of our willingness as communities and racetracks back that 12 years or so ago, to be a partner with the province on providing them with much-needed funding at that point in time. So, at least in my opinion, I'm not so sure about the Horsemen's Association, but certainly as far as the municipalities are concerned that's affected, I would think that we have an ironclad agreement with them. So it'll be interesting to see if they want to renege on that.
This will obviously, if they do, take it to new heights in litigation, I would think. Has the province indicated in any way, shape, or form that if they were to go ahead with this ending of the subsidy, as they call it, what would be the end game? I mean, the racetracks are the ones that put up the money to build the slots parlors. Now the slots parlors are there, and the racetracks are getting no apparent benefit in terms of a split. Have they told you what the backup plan is, or do they even have one?
Well, they haven't told us anything, actually, as to what's going on. The only information that we've received is through, obviously, a copy of the Drummond Report and the media news regarding what the minister has said. You know, the agreement that we have with the province is a three-year pilot project, as you mentioned earlier, that was put together to create a not-for-profit organization that is being run with representatives, basically headed by our economic development officer, along with representatives of the HBPA and the Ontario Racing Commission, and a number of other individuals and the union as well, to keep the track going. And we thought we've had a good agreement going. So we have 1 year left on that agreement. For them to cut it out now, obviously, is going to be, as you say, a challenge. We're going to have to see where they're coming out with that, and will they or will they not honor the agreement that we have?
Yeah.
And if they don't honor the agreement, obviously the transfer of costs of all those employees to Ontario Works is going to be another, you know, severe blow to every municipality, because, you know, a lot of those costs are being borne by, in our case, the region of Niagara and the local taxpayers. So it's a non-win for us all the way around.
Yeah, basically what this will do is create a lot of richer lawyers.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. To both of you, and I'll start with Mayor Krantz, will you be meeting with the finance minister and perhaps the premier? If so, what do you hope to say to them?
Well, that I haven't arranged or even given that much thought as of yet, certainly, Norm. But I guess one of the things that I don't want to do is, as I refer to it, is that knee-jerk reaction. I have so far taken the position, the wait and see, as to what they're going to, do. And this, right at this moment, certainly is my preferred option. So they have to make the first move. And then, of course, mention was made there before of the possibility of legal action. Am I anticipating that? No. But if need be, I certainly would go to the wall on it for sure.
Yep. Conscription if necessary, but not necessarily conscription.
Right.
Well, let's hope it doesn't get to that. What about yourself, Mayor Martin?
Well, we're in the process through my economic development officer, who, of course, I said is the also the general manager of the Fort Erie Libraries and Consortium. We've been going through our member of parliament to organize a meeting, arrange a meeting with either the minister or his staff to sit down and find out exactly what is the plan from the province and what direction are they planning on heading. You know, as Mayor Krantz has said, that we don't want to overreact to this whole issue. We want to make sure that we're going to be dealing with them on a factual basis. But we're hoping that we can strike some sort of a deal with them. I'm hoping they put this out as something that may happen. But I think they're looking at, and as the Mayor Krantz has said, that racetracks were in trouble for a number of years. This was the avenue to introduce some revenue to the racing industry itself without going into the purse strings of the province itself. And I think the province has failed to mention that of the total revenue that comes in, 10% goes to the owner or the operator of the facility, 10% goes to the horsemen, and the municipality gets some. So you're looking at, you know, 75% of the revenues that are coming in are currently going to the province under this current scheme. So it's not like they're giving us most of what they're taking in. We're only getting 25% of the total cost for operating this whole scheme is, you know, 25%, and the province is still taking in the 75% of the revenues that are coming in.
I want to ask you both, because obviously you have your ears to the ground when it comes to this sort of thing. There have been a lot of Liberal backbenchers that have been disappointed with this plan, and they said that perhaps the government hasn't thought it through. There have been Conservatives, obviously, that have come out squarely against it. I've heard some statements from the conservative leader, Tim Hudak, that aren't that encouraging, to be honest with you. He offered actually nothing concrete in the way of saying, yes, we support harness racing. What have you heard?
Well, I've talked to Tim. Tim's a 40-year-old boy, and I've known him all my life. So I've had a brief conversation with him, but haven't had a sit-down one-on-one with him. Ours is different. Ours is thoroughbred rather than standardbred. So, you know, we're in a bit of a distant situation. There's only the two thoroughbred tracks where the remaining are the standardbred tracks as well. So I'm hoping to sit down with Tim to go over our concerns. I've expressed them to him, and I'm hoping to have a meeting with him sometime in the next week or so.
Mayor Krantz, has the conservative leader put out any feelers in your direction?
No, and my MPP here in Milton and Halton is Ted Chudley, and I know he's been away. I've had no conversation with him as of yet, but I certainly will be in the not-too-distant future, Norm. One of the things, Norm, that I might just add as well, for us elected people at the local level to sit back and suggest that the province does not need to do nothing. The do nothing is not an option as far as I'm concerned. The province definitely has to act on whatever it is they have to act on. But in my opinion, certainly what they're targeting in the horse industry and the OLGs as it affects the municipality, it's nothing more than downloading once again on the municipal property tax base, and I'll have no part of that.
And it is a lot of, and it is to some degree, I would think, posturing, let's say. I know that the Premier tried to play the card of saying, well, if it comes down to health care or racing, racing loses every time. So do you think there obviously is an element of that here?
Well, I refer to that again, Norm, as politics 101.
Yeah. What about yourself, Mayor Martin?
Well, you know, I guess, you know, when you look into this, we're just going through some of the past files, and it's interesting that Ted McMeekin, who's now the Minister of Agriculture, I believe, is he not? He was part of the task force that put this whole agreement together back when he was the mayor of Flamborough and working with us in the town of Fort Erie. And I'd be curious to see how he's going to react to the fact that, you know, that with especially with the significant impact that horse racing has on agriculture in the province of Ontario, how is he going to support the, you know, I guess basically the elimination of racing in Ontario. So that'll be an interesting politics 101, how he's going to react to this.
It is a long way from over, and we certainly appreciate your input. We hope that we can check in with both of you from time to time. Would that be all right?
Absolutely, anytime.
Certainly, as far as I'm concerned here, Norm, for sure. Just picking up on Doug's point there, Ted McMeekin, of course, he took a lead role on helping the racetrack municipalities back that 12 years or so ago. So it really will be an interesting scenario.
Our thanks to Fort Erie Mayor Douglas Martin and to His Worship Mayor Gordon Krantz of the town of Milton. Thank you both, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Have a good day.
This has been a special presentation of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Board Communications.